whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας.
Oh, please, don't ever, ever make me say goodbye.
Steven Sondheim, Passion, μέρος δεύτερο.
Did you hear the scream last night?
Did anybody not?
Four ball on the side.
She knows how to scream, all right.
Well, she practices a lot.
Good shot. Six ball in the corner. So that wasn't dying, we assume.
No, I think she just fell off her broom.
Or they hung a mirror in the room of La Signora.
La Signora.
La Signora. Please, all quiet.
All right, mate. Doctor?
Δεύτερη πράξη σήμερα για το musical Passion, το πάθος του Steven Sondheim. Ένα έργο που πρωτοείδε τα φώτα του Broadway το 1994 και απέσπασε αμέσως ένα βραβείο Theatre World, 4 Tony και 6 Drama Desk. Όπως και την προηγούμενη εβδομάδα, ακούμε το original Broadway cast και ας πιάσουμε το νήμα από το σημείο που ο νεαρός λοχαγός Giorgio θα προκαλέσει συζητήσεις και κουτσομπολιά στο στρατόπεδο, επειδή έμεινε μέχρι αργά στο δωμάτιο της Φόσκα, της εξαδέλφης του συνταγματάρχη. Ο γιατρός και ο συνταγματάρχης θα του εξηγήσουν κάποια πράγματα για το παρελθόν της φαινομενικά εύθραυστης αυτής γυναίκας, πώς, για παράδειγμα, την πρόδωσε ο πρώτος της μνηστήρας και πώς κατέληξε να έχει οριακή συμπεριφορά. Ο Τζόρτζιο φαίνεται σιγά σιγά να υπνοτίζεται από την τόσο παράξενη, αλλά και για κάποιους επικίνδυνη αυτή η γυναίκα.
Captain, I cannot thank you enough. Your kindnesses to my cousin have meant a great deal.
You have no reason to thank me.
Any attention that is paid to her means so much. Signora Fosca has always had a shortage of friends.
My dearest Giorgio, I am writing you even though the doctor has forbidden it. What a joy to have someone to whom I can tell my feelings, to share my past with.
I was a young man when my parents died, and Fosca's mother and father welcomed me into their house whenever I was on leave. As a child, she was lonely.
I was happy.
Her parents doted on her.
My parents doted on me.
They said,
beautiful, so sensitive, so beautiful. They told me to be careful.
Of course,
Fosca.
To them she was.
A girl as beautiful as you are has to be careful.
I thought that I was beautiful.
And then she reached the age where being beautiful becomes the most important thing a woman can be. An unattractive man can still have opportunities.
Beautiful.
Whereas if you're a woman,
you either are a daughter or a wife.
A woman is a flower.
You marry.
Now you're 17.
Or you're a daughter or your love. I'd met this nice young man. He'd introduced himself.
Passing by.
At my club.
Just below my window.
So.
One
evening I invited him.
He took his hat to me.
Home. Herr Ludovic.
I must admit that I was flattered.
This is my Aunt Therese and my Uncle Bruno.
A count.
From where, if I may ask?
Austria.
Austria.
What a beautiful place.
Bosca, we have a visitor.
Imagine my surprise.
I'd like you to meet a new friend, Count Ludovic.
He was even more handsome up close.
I was amazed to see the Count take such an interest in my cousin.
If I had known you were here, Signorina.
If he had known, of course he knew.
I would have brought you many flowers.
If I had known.
You do like flowers.
I should have known.
I've seen you at your window.
Won't you stay for dinner?
Do, yes.
I've watched you every day since I arrived.
I had my suspicion.
I had no suspicion.
I chose not to see.
The way you move, the way you gaze at the sky.
For love had made me blind.
How could I be so blind?
For what I took for love.
Within a month he had asked for her hand.
Signora Fosca has been married?
Yes.
Austria, Count Ludovic of Austria.
I sensed in him a danger, deception, even violence. I must admit to some degree that it excited me.
Austria, Count Ludovic of Austria.
Once they were married. Once he received my uncle's sizable dowry. He traveled a great deal. Was unavailable to Fosca.
He gambled away the dowry.
It didn't take him long to spend all their money.
I was forced to go to my parents to borrow from what little savings they had left.
Then one day as she was coming from market.
Excuse me, you're the wife of a Count Ludovic.
Yes.
You fool, the man's a fraud, a fake. The trips he said he had to take abroad, he took them so that he could be with me. He calls himself a count, but he's not. He's never had a title in his life. He doesn't have a title, but he does have a wife and a child in Dalmatia.
You must be mistaken.
Oh, yes. He only wants to bleed you until the day he doesn't need you. I warn you, he'll abandon you as he abandoned her and me and countless others, I've no doubt. I'm telling you, the man was born without a heart. You fool!
I confronted him with this information, and he made no attempt to deny it.
Ah, well, at last you know the truth, Signorina. But you as well must face the truth. I've no desire to deceive you anymore, but do admit what you ignore. We made a bargain, did we not? And we got what we bargained for. You gave me your money, I gave you my looks and my charm. And my arm, I would say that more than balances the books, less the harm. Now it's through. If women sell their looks, why can't a man, if he can? Besides, the money wasn't even yours. It belonged to those ridiculous old bores, your parents. Forgive me, my dear, but though you are no beauty, I fear you are not quite the victim you appear. Well, let us part by mutual consent and be content. And so, good luck and goodbye. I must go. Oh, and yes, we haven't paid the rent since July, just so you know.
I returned home to find my parents impoverished and poorer.
Fosca's health failed.
A woman's like a flower.
And she began to suffer her first convulsions. My aunt and uncle nursed her as best they could.
A flower's only purpose is to please.
I spent months looking for the man.
Beauty is power.
But then, of course, he'd vanished.
Longing a disease.
To this day, I dream of finding him and realizing my revenge.
My father died not long thereafter.
How could I be so blind?
I couldn't face the world.
It took her many months to leave her bed. When her mother died, she had nothing really, no one.
So I went to stay with my cousin, who in some way felt responsible for my circumstances.
Why could I not admit the truth? How could I not have seen through the veneer? I told myself, as long as she seems happy, why interfere? But was I just relieved to know that somebody would want her for a wife? In war, you know the enemy. Not always so in life. The enemy was love. Selfishness, really, but love. All of us blinded by love that makes everything seem possible. You have to pay a consequence. for things that you've denied. This is the thorn in my side.
As long as you're a man, you're what the world will make of you. Whereas if you're a woman, you're only what it sees.
A woman is a flower whose purpose is to please. Beauty is power.
I stand here staring at the sunrise, thinking how we've never seen a sunrise together, thinking that the sunrise only means another day without you, and thinking, can our love survive so much separation, keep itself alive, much less thrive, if only you were here. If I could feel your touch, I wouldn't have such fear. If only we had more than letters holding us together. If we just could hold each other now, the sunrise then could be a thing that I could see and merely think how beautiful. Giorgio, why not
sit staring at the mirror?
You may not believe it, but I swear,
as I stare, there it is, plain as day, a gray hair, of which I was unaware, which is more than I can bear, which I'm ripping out right now and am sending on to you as a milestone of my age, as a turning of the page. Perhaps when next we meet, I'll be a sorry sight. You won't know who I am. My hair completely white, my face a mass of wrinkles. What will you feel then, my Giorgio? Time is now our enemy.
A great distance to read her letters. You're running away from me. Since I've recovered, you've made every effort to get away, to be free of my company.
There are times when I wish to be alone.
I know that I offend you.
No. I won't have this conversation.
And what kind of conversation do you desire, Captain? Something innocuous. Do you wish to discuss your troops? Shall we talk about the weather? Feels like rain. What do you think?
I think you can be very difficult.
I didn't come here to be difficult. I came here simply to share your company.
What happened to your hands?
Master.
You have no business being out here.
You want to be dead.
Oh, Fosca, don't be so unfair.
You're right, I am unfair. I want to free you from my affection and know what I'm doing to you. Why is it that the daisies and violets blossom now?
They mistake autumn's warmth for April.
What is that bird that sings?
A wren, I think.
What does it look like?
It's gray, and I believe it's the smallest of birds.
The smallest? You know so much. Give me a kiss. I know a woman shouldn't ask such a thing. A woman shouldn't have followed a man here. But given my appearance, I don't behave as other women do. So I ask you for a kiss. And I'll kiss you.
Is this what you call love?
this endless and insatiable, smothering pursuit of me. You think that this is love? I'm sorry that you're lonely. I'm sorry that you want me as you do. I'm sorry that I fail to feel the way you wish me to feel. I'm sorry that you're ill. I'm sorry you're in pain. I'm sorry that you aren't beautiful. But yes, I wish you'd go away and leave me alone. Everywhere I turn, there you are. This is not love, but some kind of obsession. Will you never learn when too far is too far? Have you no concern for what I feel, what I want? Love is what you earn and return when you care for another so much that the other's set free. Don't you see? Can't you understand? Love's not a constant demand. It's a gift you bestow. Love is in sudden surrender. It's tender and slow. It must grow. Yet everywhere I go, you appear, or I know you are near. This is not love, just a need for possession. Call it what you will, this is not love, this is the reverse. Like a curse, something out of control. I've begun to fear for my soul.
Soaked to the skin.
Where had they been?
On the bluff. Were they all alone?
No one knows.
You don't suppose?
Gentlemen, enough.
Still, it would explain Signora's attitude.
Why she comes to every meal.
It isn't for the veal.
And it would explain the colonel's gratitude.
I hear he calls him Giorgio.
But nobody is that brave.
No, that's Cheek.
Nobody is that brave.
Wouldn't you like to peek?
Gentlemen, I think I'll change my wager. He'll be major next week.
I'll say.
Dragging me down into the grave with her. And she was hugging me, kissing me with her cold lips, those thin arms pulling me, drawing me like icy tentacles.
It was only a dream.
I feel so warm.
You became ill after carrying Signora Fosca back in the rain.
When was that?
2 days ago. You still have some fever, but it's lower now. My boy, you will recover from this illness, but it will take some time, and you might as well enjoy it away from here. I'm putting you on sick leave.
Sick leave?
This is a dreary place, Captain. It can get to us all. As soon as you're well enough, you will depart for Milan.
Oh, Milan.
Don't look so sad, Captain. I'm sure there must be someone there who can oversee your recuperation.
Woman's touch, to touch a woman's hand, reminded me how much I long to be with you, how long I've been without you here, and then to hear a woman's voice, to hold a woman's arm, to feel a woman's touch.
Georgia, darling, 40 days leave so soon. Imagine that, a whole 40 days. Well, 40 matinees. I'll be there to greet the train that carried you away from me, because it brings you home. I'm filling up the room, my little room, with every flower in bloom. I'll have the fire lit, the table set, I'll wear the blue chemise. And once we're in our room, our secret room, where I'll be able to care for you, kiss you, embrace you, be there for you.
How could you? How dare you follow me?
I've come to speak to you.
I am ill, do you understand that? And you are the reason I am ill.
And I apologize. Nothing could be further from what I wished for you. That's why I wanted to follow you to Milan, to see that you are well.
That is the reasoning of a capricious child. You can't do this.
I've heard what you said, Giorgio. I've come to tell you I'll keep my distance. Stay out of your path. But I can be nearby. And be there quietly waiting.
And this, you think, will make me love you?
No. No, I am doing this because I love you.
Well, my heart feels nothing for you. How many times must you hear this?
This has nothing to do with your heart. This has to do with your eyes. What you see. If I were beautiful, if there were ample flesh on my bones, if my breasts were large and full, if I were soft and warm to your touch, you would feel otherwise.
No. No. Your appearance is no excuse for the way you behave. My feelings toward you are a result of your relentlessness, your constant selfishness and insensitivity.
No one has ever taught me how to love. I know I feel too much. I often don't know what to do with my feelings. You understand that, Giorgio? Don't you?
Voska. Face the truth. Please. You have to give me up.
Loving you is not a choice. It's who I am. Loving you is not a choice. And not much reason to rejoice. But it gives me purpose, gives me voice to say to the world, this is why I live. You are why I live. Loving is why I do the things I do. Loving you is not in my control. Loving you, I have a goal for what's left of my life. I will. And I would die for you.
Die?
die for me? What kind of love is that?
The truest love. Would Clara give her life for yours? Would she, Giorgio? I would. Happily. In the end, you'll finally see what is beautiful about me. Do you want me to move to another compartment?
We're getting off at the next stop. I'm taking you back. You're freezing. Cover yourself up. You want to get sicker?
Moonlight makes even this landscape look lovely. Look over there. There seem to be faces in those rocks, smiling back at us.
Although we are apart,
a month, a week, a day,
to feel your touch again.
Don't be offended if I'm amused, Captain, but it is all quite bizarre, really. She led you back like a lamb.
You know her, and you know there is no way I could have acted differently.
Well, you needn't worry. No one knows of her exploits.
Oh, I suppose I should be relieved, though in truth it matters little to me. And who told her I was leaving?
I hardly thought it a secret.
What is it that you want, Doctor?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, you know what I mean. Why did you bring this woman into my life?
I thought it might help her. I thought it might bring her some small measure of happiness. I had no intention that it should turn to this, Captain. Honestly, I didn't. I apologize. She tells me that you're going to Milan tomorrow, but only for 4 days. I assume that's a pretext and that you'll not be coming back.
I don't want to be away from my duties that long. Excuse me, I have things to do.
Captain McKinney! You forget that I'm your superior. You can't forego a sick leave just like that. Has Senora Fosca brought you to this?
Absolutely not. This is my decision.
Can't you see what she's doing, do you? To your mental state? Well, I may have helped bring this woman into your life, but I can also get you away from her for your own good. I can see to it that you're transferred permanently. If I send a dispatch to headquarters, you'll be ordered to
leave. I don't wish to be transferred.
Why are you behaving this way?
I feel it my duty to help her.
Oh, Captain. Don't you understand? No one can help her. Good day.
Giorgio, I didn't tell you in my letter. Something even better, a surprise here at home in a week. My husband goes to Rome. It's the first time he's away. He'll be gone at least a day, maybe two or even three. I can visit you at night. We'll be lighted by the moon. Not a shuttered afternoon. Just think of having time that we can call our own, together and alone. Perhaps we'll take a drive into the country, and perhaps at last we'll share a sunrise. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Clara, I'm not taking my sick leave.
What do you mean?
I'm only staying 4 days.
It's that woman, isn't it?
Oh, there are many reasons.
No, you constantly write to me about her. Speak of her when we're together. She's always on your mind, Giorgio. Do you love her?
Oh, the idea is laughable.
I hate this woman and I don't even know her.
There are times when I hate her too.
Then why do you sacrifice yourself on her behalf?
I'm not certain. Clara, please don't be angry. This woman has no friends, no one to talk to. I know the power I have over her. I didn't ask for this power. She bestowed it upon me. But somehow it carries responsibilities that I can't seem to shed.
She needs you.
Hey, don't you need me too?
Yes, of course. But not like this woman.
Leave your husband, Clara.
What?
Let's have a life together.
Oh, Giorgio, you know that's not possible.
Everything is possible.
I would lose my child.
And what if you were to lose me?
I don't want to lose you, Giorgio. You knew my situation.
We'll run away together. We could take your child.
You're not thinking clearly. You're not yourself.
I'm myself.
Where would we go? How would we live?
We would manage.
We are not two people who could ever just manage. We have to carve out a life for ourselves around our present obligations. We have no choice.
We have a choice.
Yes, I suppose that's true, Giorgio. Just as you have chosen to forego your sick leave. I've often wondered if you would love me as much if I were free.
I would. You know I would. I love you.
And I love you. You're not coming back, are you?
Clara, I'll be back. I'll be back. Let's stop this talk and let's enjoy our 4 days together.
La pace sulla terra e a voi tranquillità. È nato un bambino che il mondo salverà dal gran poter di Satan e da sua potestà. O novella di gran felicità.
That was wonderful, my dear. Merry Christmas, everyone. Salute!
Salute!
Τα Χριστούγεννα βρίσκουν το Τζόρτζιο και τη Φόσκα στο στρατόπεδο με το γνωστό παιχνίδι εξάρτησης γιατρού και ασθενούς ανάμεσά τους. Η μετάθεση όμως του νεαρού λοχαγού θα θέσει σε κίνηση μια χιονοστιβάδα συναισθηματικών συγκρούσεων όταν και οι δύο θα συνειδητοποιήσουν πόσο δύσκολο τους είναι να ζήσουν χωριστά. Κυρίως όμως, όταν ο Τζόρτζιο συνειδητοποιήσει ότι η επίσημη ερωμένη του, Κλάρα, δεν είναι διατεθειμένη να αφήσει το γάμο της για χάρη του. Ο νεαρός θα γυρίσει πίσω για να ενδώσει στη μοναδική γυναίκα που τον αγάπησε πραγματικά, τη Φόσκα, θέτοντας έτσι την υγεία της στον πιο θανάσιμο κίνδυνο, το πάθος. Φόσκα λεγόταν και το μυθιστόρημα του 1869 του Ούγκο Ταρτσέτη, πάνω στο οποίο βασίστηκε ο James Lapine για το λιμπρέτο του Passion. Το ίδιο μυθιστόρημα που είχε εμπνεύσει και τον Έτρε Σκόλα για το σενάριο της ταινίας του «Passione d'amore» το
1981.
Is it you or the gentleman from the ministry who are responsible for this surprise?
Excuse me?
You have been transferred back to headquarters. You are to report immediately.
Immediately?
This is most unusual, Captain.
Oh, really? I don't understand.
Giorgio. Don't leave. My love.
Fosca. Gentlemen.
Colonel.
You will wait here for me, Captain Bacchetti.
Seems to me the answer rests with you. Yes, I have obligations at home, but my heart is yours. When my son is older, when he goes off to school, there is the chance for us to be together. I will make the sacrifice you ask of me then. Please understand why I can't now. Will you wait for me, Giorgio? Can we have back what we once had? I have to know. We both have to know.
Just another love story.
No one is to blame.
A temporary love story.
But it needn't end the same.
I thought we had more.
We had more.
We had something more
than any other love story.
Is this what you call love?
We had then.
This logical and sensible and practical arrangement.
We could have that happiness.
This foregone conclusion.
Once again.
You think that this is love? Love isn't so convenient. Love isn't something scheduled in advance. Not something guaranteed you need for fear it may pass you by. You have to take a chance. You can't just try it out. What's love unless it's unconditional? Love doesn't give a damn about tomorrow, and neither do I.
Oh, that happiness.
It was
mine. In the past.
It was yours, you were mine.
That was not just happiness. Love was in that happiness. That's why it will last.
Love is more, was more.
I thought I knew what love was. I didn't know that love was a complication.
I do know that it's not a negotiation.
We'll take it in our stride.
What we have.
You decide.
What's it bad?
We could have everything. I want you more than anything.
I'm sad.
To wait is nothing. We're young and time is nothing.
But what we have is nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Signor Bacchetti. I discovered this letter at my cousin's bedside. This is your signature, is it not?
Yes, sir.
You have taken advantage of my cousin's affections.
Oh, that was not my intention, sir. Perhaps you should discuss this matter with Signora Fosca.
My cousin is asleep, and in any event, I wouldn't subject her to such a question. No one can make me believe that a man such as yourself would desire a woman like Signora Fosca, would write her a letter like this.
Why is that, sir?
The reason seems obvious.
Oh, not to me. Forgive me for saying this, but you had no right to read that letter. No right to take it from a room.
My cousin is at the end of her life. She does not deserve to be led on in such a manner.
You don't know your cousin. She is not a child, and she's not just a sick person. Signora Fosca is as responsible for her actions as I am for mine.
You have abused my good faith. You have come into my house to dishonor it. Your attitude towards me is nothing short of contemptuous. I must demand a reparation from you, and mere words will not suffice.
What? Fight? A duel?
I have confided in you. You know that my cousin has been taken advantage of before. We shall meet tomorrow morning at 8 behind the castle steps.
Gentlemen, wait. Colonel, there is an explanation. Captain Bikini, speak up. Say how she forced you.
No, not at all. Nothing was forced on me.
Gentlemen, let's come to our senses here.
One more thing.
Yes?
My cousin knows nothing of this discovery. She must know nothing of what is going to happen. I need your word on that.
She will not hear of this matter from me.
Very well. Tomorrow.
It is deplorable that that woman has brought you to this, but let's not panic. The Colonel will calm down. There's still time to explain.
I wish to see Fosca.
What?
Whatever the outcome of this duel, I'll never see her again. Arrange for me to meet her tonight, as you did before.
You don't know what you're saying.
You may have forgotten how to cure diseases, but you induced mine, so don't pretend you don't know what I say.
You understand this woman could never be your lover.
You will arrange for me to see her, Doctor!
No! I'll not participate in this madness. Fosca. I'm sorry to surprise you like this.
No. Thank you for coming.
I wanted you to know that I had nothing to do with the transfer.
I know that now. The doctor had told me.
A letter from Clara.
Yes.
It's over. Finished.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry? I would have thought that you would be pleased.
There was a time when I would have welcomed that news. I realize I don't wish for you to be unhappy. I don't wish to see you sad.
I feel so much, but I'm not really sad.
I thought you loved Clara.
I did love Clara. I did. But no one has ever loved me as deeply as you. No one has truly loved me as you have, Fosca. Love without reason, love without mercy, love without pride or shame. Love unconcerned with being returned. No wisdom, no judgment, no caution, no blame.
No one has ever known me as clearly as you. No one has ever shown me what love could be like until now. Not pretty or safe or easy, but more than I ever knew. Love within reason, that isn't love. And I've learned that from you. Are you cold?
No. I'm afraid.
Of what?
Oh, this happiness coming when there's so little time. Too much happiness, more than I can bear. Beg for the strength to enjoy it. Tomorrow you will leave. This is the only time that I have. You do love me, don't you?
Yes. I do love you.
Say it again.
I love you.
Once more.
I love you. Be calm, strong. I am yours.
This isn't a dream.
This isn't a dream.
To die loved is to have lived.
Gentlemen.
Captain.
Gentlemen, 10 paces, please. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10.
Hello!
Και κάπως έτσι, στην τελική τους μονομαχία, ο Τζόρτζιο θα πληγώσει άσχημα τον συνταγματάρχη και θα τον νικήσει, έχοντας ενδώσει στο μοιραίο πάθος του για τη φόσκα. Ο ίδιος θα οδηγηθεί σε ίδρυμα, η δε κοπέλα θα πεθάνει, όπως ήταν αναμενόμενο άλλωστε, από τη μεγάλη συγκίνηση. Άραγε, δεν αξίζει τον κόπο να πεθαίνεις για το πάθος. Δεν αξίζει τον κόπο να τρελαίνεσαι για το πάθος. Να καίγεσαι σαν τη νυχτοπεταλούδα στη φλόγα μιας στιγμής. Το original cast του musical Passion του Steven Sondheim από τον Broadway του 1994 μας κράτησε συντροφιά στις δύο τελευταίες μας εκπομπές, όχι μόνο με τα βραβευμένα του τραγούδια, αλλά και με τους πολύ βραβευμένους του διαλόγους. Σας αφήνω στη μαγεία του Sondheimικού φινάλε, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από εμάς, το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο, το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο. Υπόκληση.
I have said and done enough. In a box I'm mailing you will find papers left behind in your desk. Also enclosed you will find some personal belongings of Signora Fosca's and a letter that she wrote to you just prior to her death.
The town, it is remote, isn't it? And provincial.
I'm filling up the room, my little room, with every flower in bloom.
The time has come to face the truth, signorina.
These pompous little men.
It's military matters. Uniforms, uniforms.
Imagining your fingers touching mine. Imagining our room, the bed, the secrets in the world outside of our mind.
My dearest Giorgio, the end is near. The time has come for me to surrender life gracefully. These past 2 days since you have left, since we were together, have been a revelation. Now at last I see what comes from feeling love. Strange how merely feeling loved, you see things clearly, things I feared, like the world itself, I now love dearly, I want to live,
now I want to live, just from being loved. All that pain I nursed inside for all those years.
All that vain and bitter self-concern.
All those tears and all that pride have vanished into air. I don't want to leave.
Now that I am loved.
Everywhere I look, things are different. Everything seems right. Everything seems possible. Every moment bursts with feeling. Why is love so easy to give
and so hard to receive?
But though I want to live, I now can leave with what I never knew. I'm someone to be loved.
I'm someone to be loved.
And that I've learned from you.
I don't know how I let you. So far inside my mind. But there you are and there you will stay. In me.
Your love will live 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 in me.
in me.